Enrollment in teacher training programs in Arkansas has dropped in half just in the last 3 years. One response has been a new law letting public schools hire anyone with a bachelor's degree to teach, like charters are allowed to. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has this report on how it's going.
Davita Walls never thought she'd be teaching high school biology, let alone in the first few months after graduating from college at 22.
My initial goal was to become a doctor. So probably after leaving here, I'll probably be going to medical school or I'll be going to be a nurse practitioner.
An administrator at Helena West Helena Central High School who knew Walls recruited her. They were struggling to fill positions with certified teachers who have education degrees and have passed their state subject area teaching exams. In a morning biology class, Wall leans over her desk, quizzing students about the parts of the cell.
The answer is not A, because the question says nothing about converting energy, so that's not correct. Also, chloroplasts convert energy.
She says an unexpected challenge has been getting them interested. It turns out they don't just love science like she does.
It's kind of hard to please this age group.
And she says so far the students' grades show they're not quite with her. The kids shout things at each other around the room, and she doesn't always command authority.
Okay, before we start that,
but
on
I have
our
to,
video,
you know, remind them that I can play with you all sometimes and be friends sometimes, but generally I'm your teacher.
Starting this year in Arkansas, anyone with a bachelor's degree can become a teacher in districts with certification waivers. The 2015 law allows public districts to waive class size, teacher prep time, and hiring and firing rules, among others. It's an attempt to help public school districts compete with area charters, which have fewer restrictions. The certification waivers are in part needed because in the last 3 years, the number of teachers in training programs have dropped by half. Central High Assistant Principal Courtney Jackson says her school must search high and low for teachers.
Not necessarily we have to take, you know, teachers how we can get them. We just have to groom people to become educators now.
It's part of a national teacher shortage. In Arkansas, starting pay for teachers varies by district from $30,000 to $46,000 a year. Helena West Helena starts at $36,000. And Jackson says that's at root why teachers leave.
We may pick a person like Ms. Walls, who is awesome, you know, who knows her content, has a good rapport with the students. But at the end of the day, in the back of her mind, she still has her ambitions and goals to become a doctor or a nurse.
The district recently tried to infuse some energy into its schools with a millage vote for new facilities, which failed by a small margin. At an evening informational session at district headquarters, Arkansas Department of Education staff talked to a room full of about 15 newly hired non-certified teachers about how to become credentialed.
I want you to get a license and so that you, you know, will be a professional and a teacher.
It's part of a strategy for training local residents, like New Central High School 8th and 9th grade social studies teacher Tiffany Gant. She's teaching this year to fulfill her lifelong dream of being a head volleyball coach at the high school.
I coach volleyball under USA Volleyball Club in Dallas, and I was a DJ and a barista at Starbucks.
She isn't required to get certified under the waiver, but says she wants to for job security and because she isn't so sure about her teaching skills. She's 35, and this wasn't exactly her plan.
My degree is in psychology, but I'm teaching history, so I'm studying and teaching it. Which I'm glad I'm teaching 8th graders and not 12th, because they might catch on.
Gant, like her younger colleague, works around the clock, learning her subject matter and thinking of how to teach it. What sets her experience apart is she lives in one of the only states in the country where she's qualified to teach in public school. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.